Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When the Israelites were preparing to leave the wilderness and enter the land of promise, they should have known they would encounter the grossest kinds of idol worship. They should have known because God had warned them that they would encounter such dangers. God demanded that His people not marry among the pagan nations. If they married among the heathen, like Solomon, they could turn away from the living God and serve idols. When men serve idols, they are worshiping demons. 1 Corinthians 10:20 and 21. If they did turn to idols, the anger of God would be turned against His nation, and He would destroy it suddenly. Deuteronomy 7, 1-4. God forbade His people from having any dealings with idols or with idol worshipers. In the eyes of many pluralistic theologians and academicians, God's instructions to the Israelites about their dealings with the pagan nations were intolerant, arrogant, and bigoted. Please listen to what God told the Israelites. "But thus shall you deal with them. You shall destroy their altars, and break down their images, and cut down their groves, and burn their graven images with fire." Deuteronomy 7:5. God had given Palestine to the Israelites. The heathen nations, such as the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, and others, could not remain in the land. They had to be driven out. And their idols, their altars, and their graven images had to be destroyed. God simply would not allow any phase of idolatry to continue in the land He had promised to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Religious pluralism in ancient times did not have God's approval. It does not have His approval in modern times. The Word of God recognizes one way, and only one way, to serve Him. The Apostle Peter could not have made that truth any plainer. "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Acts 4:12. The Bible demands that we believe in Jesus Christ and obey His gospel, or we shall be lost. Jesus Christ is the Savior of all who obey Him, and only those who obey Him. Hebrews 5:9. He alone is the door to the sheepfold. John 10:9. We must oppose every false way. But the New Covenant does not allow us to attack idol worshipers, their idols, and their graven images. In his opposition to idolatry in Athens, Greece, Paul did not tear down the idol temples or destroy the idols. He taught the Athenians about the one true God and man's obligation to repent and turn to the true and living God. Acts 17:30 and 31. But he did not engage in violence against idolatry. Paul commended the Thessalonians for turning to God from idols to serve the living and true God. 1 Thessalonians 1:9. Paul used the Word of God to bring about changes among the Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. God does not allow the use of force in seeking to convert lost sinners from the errors of their way. Moses explained to the Israelites the Lord's reasons for His instructions concerning the idol worshippers among the heathen people. "For you are a holy people unto the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a special people unto Himself, above all the people who are upon the face of the earth." Deuteronomy 7:6. As you know from your reading of the Old Testament, God demanded that His people be holy, that is, separated from sin and dedicated to His service. "For I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and you shall be holy, even as I am holy." Leviticus 11:44 and 45. The Apostle Peter quoted these words and applied them to Christians. 1 Peter 1:16. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.